It's 8:18 with Tom and Laura on Wednesday. You know, a lot of concern about what's happening in Colorado country. Now, a lot of the floodwaters are moving into New Mexico and down around El Paso and things like that. We're going now live to the Office of Emergency Management, Boulder, Colorado. It's a collaboration between City of Boulder and Boulder County. We have Ashley Herring on the line. Ashley, good morning and welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, tell us what's happening. I know that a lot of things are changing, but we do have some good news that's surfaced over the last day or so.
Yes, the good news is it finally quit raining. Things are drying up. The water levels are dropping. And that has allowed us to get up there and begin rescuing people, identifying people that have been unaccounted for, and really kind of starting to move into recovery efforts.
Right. Now, I did hear reports that the fatality count had been reduced by 2 as of late last night.
I haven't seen that information. I do know that in Boulder County, we have a total of 3 fatalities. I don't have the information for the rest of the state right now, though.
Okay. And how many people have we downgraded to accounted for from unaccounted for?
For Boulder County, we currently have 109 people unaccounted for. And from that, we've resolved 736 cases. So 736 people that we've been able to account for. 109 remaining right now.
Yeah, that's really amazing that you've done that in just the course of less than a week. It's really impressive that you guys can pull that together that fast.
Well, we have a team of 10 sheriffs that are dedicated full-time to nothing but finding people they're unaccounted for.
Right. Now, you guys are 24/7 there in the OEM, right?
Yes, we are, until the rescue efforts have scaled down and everyone's at least been, you know, identified or found, then we'll continue with 24-hour operations.
Okay. A lot of focus on helicopter rescues yesterday. I mean, a figure that I heard was 28, the big helicopters. Is that all National Guard?
It's primarily National Guard that are bringing in actual helicopters, but the teams doing the rescue consists of National Guard, a national incident management team, and also some of our local first responders.
Okay, great. And have you guys had any first injuries or people that are first responders that have suffered injury that required hospitalization or anything?
And not that I'm aware of. I don't have any reports of that.
Okay, great. And as far as information around the state and peripheral counties, do you know how many counties and what kind of square mileage area has been affected by all of this?
My understanding is that there's 14 counties that have received a state of emergency, or at least declared a state of emergency. I don't know the square miles. I know it's a significant part of the state of Colorado.
What is the next step for you guys as far as cleanup goes and relocating people?
You know, of course, we're going to continue, you know, rescuing people and bringing them out of the mountains. But as we look ahead, you know, we want to try to get back to whatever our new normal is going to be. So obviously repairing roads is very, very critical. And then, you know, working with individuals that have lost everything to help them identify resources that can assist them with housing or clothing or whatever their needs may be.
You know, a lot of those roads weren't just interrupted, but completely wiped off the face of a mountain or mountainous type terrain. We'd had friends that we'd been in contact with up in the area that had said they'd been instructed it may be as long as 9 months to a year before they could actually drive back to their own homes in a vehicle under their own power. Is that still accurate?
Yes, we have. I mean, we have roads, like you said, where the river has just completely taken over the road and eaten away, where the road just doesn't exist anymore. Of course, every section of road and every area is going to have a different time frame on them. But some of the areas, it's going to be a significant amount of time, particularly with us coming up against winter. That's something that we're really looking closely at.
Right. Hey, Ashley Herring, the Office of Emergency Management, Boulder, City of Boulder and Boulder County, thanks for being with us this morning and giving us the update.
And thank you.
Hey, Godspeed to you guys, and prayers go out for you and all the people that are affected, okay?
And we appreciate that.
Have a great day. It's 8:23. Good morning, Tom and Laura.